Ryan Henderson is Unalaska City School's new alternative education teacher. He's currently in Seattle and was planning to leave on Saturday.
We're going to drive up and catch the ferry on the 23rd in Homer, and then, you know, take the ferry out and probably a couple weeks to get settled before school starts. And then we get an email last night saying that, you know, the ferry is canceled and, you know, here's the phone number we could call if we wanted to make arrangements.
The only arrangement the state could offer Henderson was a ferry ride on September 17th, a full month after the start of the school year. He declined. Now he's scrambling to make other plans to get himself, his girlfriend, their car, belongings, cat, and dog out to Unalaska. He says it will probably involve some combination of planes, cargo ships, and U.S. mail, none of which will come cheaply. But Henderson has lived in Alaska before and says he figures this is just how it is.
I kind of know that you just have to be flexible and roll with the punches, but it did make things a little more complicated, that's for sure.
Unalaska Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Kathy Jordan says Henderson isn't the first person to find himself stranded. She's been fielding calls all summer from visitors who were planning to ride the ferry out to the Aleutians, but instead found their trips truncated in Homer or Kodiak. She tells them they could fly instead.
When they look at incurring the cost of a flight, then that usually changes their mind that they do end up staying on the mainland.
Jordan says that means a lot of lost revenue for local businesses.
Scheduled tours, gift shop sales, restaurant sales, vehicle rentals, hotel stays. I think people don't always realize how much impact it has.
Even though the financial losses are still growing, Jordan says she's happy the ferry is getting the repairs it needs. And with some time, she thinks that canceled passengers might see it the same way.
I think they call it the trusty tusty over the years because it has always been reliable, and so hopefully it will get its good name back.
No matter how long it takes, it'll be better to have a trusty tusty back in service rather than a rusty tusty. And on Alaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.